4 HKX Mobile. Understand. Good morning. Bob, this is Patrick, KO4 HKX. How are you? All right. Just heading to Home Depot. Got to pick up a list of parts here and return an item or two. Stuff like that.
Good. I'm going over to help a buddy of mine. I'm going to work in his shop to help him out today.
I'll keep you out of trouble, give you something to do, and get to help somebody at the same time.
It's all the way around. Like you said, it keeps me out of trouble, and I get to make a little extra radio money and get to help a friend out when he's in need, so benefits everybody.
Well, I haven't been much on the radio, too much, a little bit here lately, but I was gone for a week. So, I haven't been on, but I did manage to pick up, Central Africa. There's a de-expedition going, and, or actually it's a one-man de-expedition, I believe. Anyway, I picked him up. It wasn't all-time new, but new for 2021. I've worked him before.
Good. I've heard you've been moving your dad in to take care of him, so you hadn't been on the radio for a while. I hope everything's going all right there. Everything's doing good.
The whole, the move, we'll call it. He had been here for a few weeks, but I actually went and completed getting everything out of his condo and moved off, donated, whatever the case may be, and cleaned the place out and had the walkthrough that they have to do. And he'll get all the money that he paid for the condo, he gets back now. That's the deal they've got set up there.
I mean, you get your money back and you get to live after living there, that's a good deal.
That they charge each month, that's like your rent, but it covers electric, water, cable, TV, everything. You pay for the condo, you pay a monthly maintenance fee, they call it, and at the end of the deal, you get your money back that you paid for the condo, so not a bad deal.
Not a bad deal, especially for somebody that's aging and can't take care of all that stuff themselves.
Condos kind of form a big circle in this community, and then in the center is a apartment facility, so you can actually go from a condo to an apartment. There's also assisted living area and then a nursing home area, so the idea was is to kind of sequence your way through, but we just felt at this point in time it was better just to bring them to our house.
You got a place where you can do that, and you can bring them in and take care of them. That's always good. That we're there for them. We need to be there for them. When they need us, that's how it goes.
We set up two bedrooms in the back, one for a bedroom and one for kind of like a living room. We brought all his, a good portion of his living room stuff and put it in that room. And made it like a mini living room like he had in the condo, so it's almost just like he was, you know, the same spot.
Sounds nice. Sounds like you got a nice little place over there.
I'll scratch you there, Patrick. I don't know how you're copying me right now.
I made out most everything you said. I missed a few little verb words, but now I got the gist of it.
You're back up pretty good, so... So, yeah, anyway, we've got them there. I've got most everything unpacked and put away. And well, with the exception of our bedroom, which has been the overflow of stuff, which eventually will get cleared out. I'm going to put another building up here in the next couple of weeks.
Where do you live out? I think you said out in Dana or Andyville, I believe.
Sugarloaf and Pace.
Okay, so you're out more toward Orchard Street, Golf Course, in that area.
Exactly in between Sugarloaf and 64 off of Pace.
You live out there where you got some room to spread out a little bit.
I'm down to an acre. I had almost 7 acres, and I sold it, and I'm kicking myself for doing it, but that's another story. But anyway, I've got an acre of land, a little over an acre of land left, and I've got all my antennas in that acre, and it works pretty good.
Talk about
in different areas, and they are You know, some of them are receive only, and they are far enough apart, just far enough apart where they don't seem to interfere with each other.
That's good. But Bob, I'll go ahead and say 7-3, and I'm coming into the black hole over here on Canoga, 6-3. So I'll lose you here all together in just a few minutes. But you have a good day. Enjoy talking to you. I'm glad you're getting everything settled with your dad. So have a good day. 7-3.
All right, Patrick, you have a good day, too. I'm pulling up to the light. Anyway, so good talk to you, 73 and D7J.
B4 CPA Mobile.